Superman, The Last Son of Krypton. Issue 1. Enemy.
Hi, Lois.
Can a girl ever sneak up on her husband?
Nope.
It'd be nice to surprise you, once in a while.
Well then, maybe you married the wrong man.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Smallville. I know exactly who I married, and exactly what I'd like to do to him.
Lois, people are, watching?
Aw, you're no fun.
Tell you what, how about tonight? I take you out for a nice romantic dinner. Beef bourguignon, perhaps?
Too fancy. I'd prefer a burger.
You and your burgers.
And you know, Bibbo is having a 2-for-1 special down at the Ace of Clubs.
Are you serious?
What? Sometimes a girl just wants a burger.
Sometimes?
Or all the time.
No kidding. Let me just...
Ken, Larry, get over here.
What is it, Perry?
Metal is tearing up Pier 38, down at Hobbs Bay.
I need to go.
Kent, you don't have all of those!
Don't you mean Metallo?
You say tomato, I say tomato. And I'm the boss, so that means I win.
Right, Chief. Wait, wasn't he under maximum security at Stryker's Island?
Yeah, the last I heard.
So how'd he get out?
What are you asking me for? You're the reporter. Go find out.
Yes, sir.
And take Olson with you.
Already on my way, Chief.
Don't call me Chief, damn it.
Hey, Clark.
Hi, Ron.
Why are you going into the broom closet?
Oh, I just, spilled some coffee. Thought I'd get a mop to clean it up. So if you'll excuse me.
Sometimes I think that guy's on drugs or something.
Street looks clear. Showtime.
This is Kat Grant with WGBS News, reporting live from Pier 38 in Hobbs Bay, where the metahuman menace known as Metallo is on a rampage, destroying everything in sight. It looks as if Metallo has absorbed several different automobiles into his robotic form. At this point, I can only estimate we've got to be standing really close to the hall. The Metropolis Special Crimes Unit arrived a few moments ago to begin evacuation of the surroundings. Superman has just arrived on the scene. He's staring down Metallo, whose glowing red eyes and devilish grin seem to indicate that this is exactly what he was hoping for.
I don't know how you broke out of Stryker's, but you're going back.
Oh, that's a good one, Blue.
So it's the hard way, then?
Is there any other?
Sure. Surrender now when no one has to get hurt.
Get hurt? What, are you scared of me?
Hardly.
I ain't going nowhere.
Have it your way. A little heat vision should help change your mind. No, just the hunk of metal you absorbed and claimed as your own.
No big. I can just make a new one. There, see? Let's test it out.
Oh my god! Metallo just knocked Superman into a fuel tanker, which has exploded and is raining fiery debris all about the area.
Enough! I've told you once. I've told you a thousand times. Do not endanger innocent people. Ever!
Superman is tearing into the car, ripping off chunks of metal hide and flinging them into the bay.
Oh man, give it a rest, Blue. I ain't got nothing left.
Superman seems to have removed Metallo's body, leaving nothing behind but his gleaming silver skull.
Now, how about you tell me exactly what you were doing?
Is that a true question? I was smashing the bear.
But why?
Because I needed something to do. I figured you'd show up, and...
And?
And apparently beat the tar out of me. Crap. I didn't think this through.
Well, color me surprised. Holy! Look at the destruction!
Jimmy?
Yeah?
Pictures?
Oh, right.
Superman, Lois Lane, Daily Planet. Can I ask you a few quick...
Sorry, Miss Lane. I've got to get Metallo here back to Stryker's Island.
Can I get a rain check?
Absolutely.
Great. How about we do the interview over dinner?
Beef bourguignon?
Burgers.
Right.
Oh, spare me the flirting, will you? Take me back to prison already. Anything's better than this.
If you'll excuse me, Miss Lane.
Of course.
Jeez, for once I'm with Metalhead. Why don't those two just get a room? Oh, crap, are we on? Emergency crews are on the scene, cleaning up after what appears, by all accounts, to be an act of random violence by the mechanical monster, Metallo. We'll keep you updated with live reports throughout the day on the cleanup efforts, and any information about Metallo's return to incarceration. Reporting live from Pier 38 in Hobbs Bay, this is Cash Grant, WGBS News.
Oh my god! Metallo just knocked Superman into a fuel tanker, which has exploded and is raining fiery spray all about the area. On the scene, cleaning up after what appears, by all accounts, to be an act of random violence by the mechanical monster, Metallo. Cleaning up after what appears, by all accounts, to be an act of random violence by the mechanical monster, Metallo. Act of random violence.
I'm not sure I follow, Mr. Luther.
Observe your enemies, for they first find out your faults.
Who's that one by?
Antisthenes, an ancient Athenian philosopher. You really should brush up on your history, dear Mercy. There is much to be learned from the past.
Yes, Mr. Luther. So, how does this tape differ from other footage that you have of Superman?
Listen.
Act of random violence by the mechanical monster, Metallo.
He had no plan. No purpose.
That's the problem with these two-bit metahuman freaks. They've got no real goals, no panache, no intelligence.
Metallo just knocked Superman into a fuel tanker, which has exploded and is raining fiery spray all about the area.
They're all brawn and no brain.
Precisely.
You're thinking of employing Metallo, aren't you?
Perhaps.
I have to say, sir, that doesn't seem like a wise idea. I doubt he can be controlled. Metallo's strong, but hardly seems to be strong enough to kill Superman.
Maybe he doesn't need to be killed.
Sir?
I've spent my life trying to expose that damned alien for the fraud I know him to be. No one can have that much power and be truly altruistic with it. But the people of Metropolis flock to him like sheep, all the while ignoring the real man they should be idolizing.
You.
That goes without saying.
But your past attempts have all eventually failed.
That's why you're my personal assistant, Mercy. You're not afraid to speak your mind. In a world of yes-men who are too afraid to tell me what they really think, You're a breath of fresh air. You're also right, of course. But this time, will be different.
How so?
This time, I'll expose him for the fraud he really is.
How about we do the interview over dinner?
This time, I'll break him.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Clark Kent and Superman, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Lauren Halle Peabody as Mercy, Clover Watson as Cat Grant, Gwynne Peabody as Perry White, Ryan H. Nelson as Jimmy Olsen, and Jeffrey Bridges as Metallo and Ron True. Written, directed, and produced by Jeffrey Bridges. This production is copyright 2005, Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2005, DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.